Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now though, drug company payments to healthcare professionals and health organisations in Ireland is widespread, according to a new review by Professor Michael Barry, who's Clinical Director of the National Centre for Pharmacoeconomics. The data shows that in 2023, drug companies in Ireland made over 4,500 payments, which came to a total of €14.4 million. Well, for more, I'm joined by Professor Matthew Sadlier, who's chairman of the consultant committee of the Irish Medical Organisation. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
So these payments to doctors and to health providers, they're widespread, according to Michael Barry. Why? What's going on?
Well, this is, I mean, it's a very complicated relationship between private pharmaceutical industries and the medical profession, and always has been. You know, I mean, the medical profession relies on private sector industries to develop, you know, medications, of which the vast majority are, you know, effective and life-saving. Some obviously maybe not so much. And so this is all gone. But what's really interesting is, and I would say, I would actually look at today's report as actually a positive rather than a negative, because since 2016, all these payments have had to be registered. They're all transparent. They're open. There's a website called Transfer Value where you can actually look at individual payments that people have received. Mm. So it has put a level of transparency on this that has been going on for a long period of time.
Well, Michael Barry says that there is transparency when it comes to healthcare professionals, but it's the healthcare organisations that he says need to be more transparent. Where is that money going? What's it being used for, particularly in the hospital sector? Is he right?
Well, transparency, in regards to transparency, he's obviously right. You know, we should be transparent when there's money moving from the private sector into either public sector or other healthcare. I can't talk about every single cent that's being spent, but certainly from my own experience, a relatively limited experience, this money usually goes in to fund educational equipment, meetings, doing up lecture rooms, and these sort of things. So there is rules about the transfer of money, and essentially, you know, the medical counsellors' guidelines and other organisations or other professionals have guidelines, and essentially it all focuses in on the fact that this is for education, research and training of doctors.
Well, again, Professor Barry says that the consultant's contract has €12,000 included in that for further education. He says you'd query why there's the need to resort to taking money from the pharmaceutical industry when the HSE is already making that money available.
Well, while I accept his point, there is a slight mismatch with what he says there, because that's only in the new contract, which wouldn't have come out when this data here is being released. Mm. So it would be interesting to see if following 2004, when the new contract came out and was taken up by consultants, whether there is a decrease in this funding. But also, that's just the consultant contract. You know, there's 20,000 doctors in Ireland. So also there's general practitioners. There's 40-odd thousand nurses. There's X number of thousands. So this is health professionals, not only doctors. And there's 4,000 have received payments. So you're still talking, if they were all doctors, you're only talking about 20% of the doctors in the country. And if you're talking about health professionals in general, you're well under 10%.
It's just it just feels a little strange. I mean, how does it work? A drug company comes up with some new treatment and says, hey, prescribing doctor or healthcare professional, would you like a couple of €1,000? Like, what's it for?
Well, it can be for numerous different things. Obviously, some drug companies are running clinical trials in Ireland, and it's obviously to fund clinical trials and for doctors who would be involved in the organisation of the clinical trial, which obviously involves a lot of extra work and a lot of extra time. And we obviously would not be in any way trying to stymie scientific development or clinical trials. So that would be first bit. The second bit would obviously about grants to attend conferences, or even then if a company has come up with a new drug, they will sponsor a meeting to come in and say, here is our product. Now, as doctors, we are required to do annual CPD, and I can only talk about my own college, the College of Psychiatrists, but any drug-funded education that we do doesn't actually count for our annual CPD.
That's continuous professional development, is it?
Continuous professional development, yeah. So we have to do 50 hours of continuous professional development every year. So it is, you know, so I can see there are very legitimate reasons why you would, you know, why this will be there. As I say, it's a very transparent system. Anyone can go on that transfer value website and see the individual payments. And as a doctor at the other end of that, you know if you are receiving a payment, and of note, I haven't received a payment from a drug company, I don't think ever. If I did, it was many years ago. You know, but you know if you're going to receive a payment that you will be signing something and that this information will be available, mm-hmm. which does put a significant amount of transparency behind it. And it does mean that if any of your colleagues in the journalistic world wish to investigate it, you know, that information is available for you on an individual basis.
Yeah, well, how does it influence, do you think, prescribing behaviour then?
Well, see, this is one of the problems we have in this country, which is because we have such poor medical records and we don't have a sort of an electronic patient record, it's very hard to be able to say. So I tried to do a project a number of years ago, along with the current president of the IMO, and looking at how many antidepressants are being prescribed in the country, how many people in the country are on antidepressants. So if people have a medical card, we have line of sight as to what's being prescribed. But actually, people don't have a medical card and go to their pharmacy and buy the medications privately. That information is not recorded on a patient basis, mm-hmm. which is very different to almost every one of our European colleagues or the NHS system next door. So if you say to me, has influence for...
Oh, Matthew's line might just have dropped on us. It seems to have dropped. Okay, well, look, we'll leave that one there. And that's Matthew Sadlier, Professor Matthew Sadlier, who's chairman of the Consultant Committee on the Irish Medical Organisation, reacting to that news, which we heard from Professor Michael Barry earlier on Morning Ireland, that in 2023, drug companies in Ireland made 4,500 payments amounting to over €14 million to healthcare professionals and to health organisations in Ireland. Now, coming up after the break, we're going to meet the man who says that gastric surgery changed his life, and we're also going to meet the surgeon who did the operation for him. That's after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.